Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, Yerushalmi, daf Chaf Hei, and we are in the fourth parak Lulav Arava. We just spoke about the Hallel Mishnah, Chaf Gimel and Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar. So the Mishnah said that Hallel and Simcha are all 8 days, Shmona. Hallel v'Simcha, Shmona, Ketzad. So we said, Malami Chadam Chaya B'Chavad Yon Tevachron Shol Chag, it goes through Shmini Atzeres, as we will see. And the Mishnah said that there are Gemara says that there are 18 days that we say Hallel Midaraisa, 8 days of Hanukkah, not the Daraisa. The Hanukkah is not Daraisa. There is a Chasam Sofer that says that there is a Kiyam Daraisa, even though there's no Chi of Daraisa. There's a Kiyam Daraisa of celebrating all the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, of Hallel Vahoda'ah. But the days are 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Hanukkah, 1 day of Shavuos, and 1 day of Pesach. And then the Gemara adds, V'leilo. And the night of Pesach, the Karban Eidah here says, Be'es Achilas HaPesach. At the time they eat Karban Pesach. Kidetzam B'Psachim, as it says in the ninth Perekim Psachim, Harishon Ton Halel Ba'achilaso. Right, the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Read the first, what we call Pesach, he's Halel while you eat it. V'lo kachashav Halel Shekaru B'shas Asiyas HaPesach. We don't machshiv. We're not counting the Halel that's done as the earlier Mishnayos and Psachim describe, when they shechted the Karban Pesach, there was also a Hallel, Fishalo Hayel B'Mikdash. That's only in the base of Mikdash, so we don't count that Hallel. The Hallel that we're talking about is the Hallel that was at the Seder, right at the time of the Achilas HaPesach. Inami, Shalo Karu Azel HaLevim. Or the other reason why it's not on the list is because only the Levim said Hallel at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. Right? The Yisraelim were outside the base of Mikdash, right? Or at most on the east side of the Azara. And therefore they weren't saying Hallel. So either because it was only in the Mikdash or it was only the Leviim that said it, so that's why that Hallel is not on the list. But the Hallel that is on the list of Lelo is the Hallel of, that we do at the Seder. The Ran, the Ran at the end of Pesach of Psachim, and other Rishonim too, the Ran at the end of Psachim, discusses why there is no Hallel, there was no Bracha on the Hallel at the Seder. The Ran, towards the end of Maseches Psachim, the Ran quotes Rav Haigon, wondering, because the Hallel at the end of the Seder seems to be a rule breaker. It does not get a bracha. You say it's sitting down, right? We split it up in half, right? We say half before the meal and half after the meal. So how are you allowed to do all these things? So the question that he asks is the question of the bracha. So he quotes there of Haigon, which we have quoted all the way at the end of Maseches Psachim. That Hallel is not said as a Avarav Haigon Zokasa Bechuva. Shein Mavarchan al Hallel Shabalei Psachim Ligmaris a Hallel. Shein Anu Korin Oso Betoras Korin Ela Betoras Omer Shira. We're not reciting Hallel, we're singing Hallel. It's not a Kriya, but it's a Shira. What does that mean? So explains Rav Soloveitchik that by the end of the Seder, and we've been talking about Masla B'Knusim Sayim B'Shvach for a couple of hours, and we're talking about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we end up L'Ficha Chayavim Anu L'Hodos L'Hallel Shabeach. At that time, it shouldn't be that, oh, we are obligated to say Hallel, or the Chazal told us to say Hallel. No! We're not saying it because we're commanded to say Hallel. It is what he called a spontaneous outpouring of emotion that we have to say Hallel. I mean, we have to because it's just natural. It's just overflowing. Thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And saying a bracha at that point would be minimizing and formalizing. Right now, everybody stand up and recite. No, it's not standing up. It's not reciting. It's just bursting out. And that's why it can be said sitting down. And that's why we only focus on the parts about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's the Rav Haigon that says it's a Hallel B'Torah Shira and not a Hallel B'Torah Kriya. Right? And that is what's mentioned here in the Lelo, that's not, it's 18 days and one night. 18 days and one night, but that one night, could be, a different type of Hallel. Again, the Hallel of Chanukah is also Mipnei Neso, Mipnei Anes. That's what the Gemara says elsewhere. But this is the relationship between the night and the day. Okay. Rebbe Zeira. Once we're talking about, the Mishnah said, Hallel v'simcha shmona. It says, every day of Sukkot gets Simcha. What's Simcha? So Simcha means Simchas Yontif, but in the context here it means Shalmei Simcha, the Shlamim, the Karban Shlamim that goes with the that brings us to Simcha. Ein Simcha El Babasar. We know that on just as introduction to the next line, the Mishnayos and Chagiga describe, but we know there are three Karbanos that we bring on Yantif. Shalosh, Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, Shalosh mitzvahs asei nitzavu Yisrael b'kol regel, b'shlosh regalim. There are three mitzvahs asei that have to do with karbanos. Three mitzvahs asei that we do every Yantif. Elohein, olas re'ia, re'ia, shenemar sh'yei kol zuchercha, and ola. And then we have Chagiga, shenemar tachug l'ashem alokecha. And then we have Simcha, shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. The re'ia is an ola. Re'iha mura batora hi sheyire panav ba'azara v'yom tavarishon shel chag v'yavi imo karban ola. We should go on the first day of Yantif and bring a karban ola. Bein mina of, bein mina behema. That's the Rambam. Umi shebala azara b'yom rishon. This is a fascinating halacha that we're not going to get too much into now, but let's just read it. Umi shebala azara b'yom tavarishon v'lo hevi ola. Right? What happens if I come into the base of Mikdash without my karban ola on the first day of Sukkos? Lo dayo shelo asa mitzvah saseh. Right, I not only did I not do a mitzvah say of the yira'el kol zechercha, ela she'avra mitzvah lo sase shenemar v'lo yira'u fanai reikam. Right, the isra of don't appear empty-handed. But ve'ein lokin alav zeh, we don't get malchus for the lav of coming into the base of Migdash without a carbon ola on the first day of Yantif. Why? Mevnei shelo asa maisa. So what does that mean? Lav she'ein bo maisa. Usually lav she'ein bo maisa is simple. I don't do a maisa. I leave over no sar. That's a lav she'ein bo maisa. I didn't do a maisa. I left it over. Is this a lav she'ein bo maisa? Going into the base of Mikdash without a carbon ola. So how do you translate lav she'ein bo maisa? Rabbi Elchanan has this chakira and others. It doesn't mean not doing a physical act, because I did the whole point here is I did a physical act and I didn't bring something as I went in. So, how do you define lav she'ein bo maisa here? So, it's interesting, to talk about. But that's number one, right? If I make a shvua, and I swear I'm gonna eat something, and then I don't eat it, so is that a lav she'ein bo maisa? Because I violate by not eating it, but I only got into this by making the shvua. So if you say, akim asfasas have a maisa, so is that also not violating? Okay, number one, that's re'ia. Then you have a chagiga. Chagiga amura batorah hu sheyakriv shlamim biyantiv arishon shel chag. Kishayavo lehera os, bringing a carbon shlamim. Vadavar yadua, shlamim is bom only min ha-behema. Vishtei mitzvahs elu shehena re'ia v'ha-chagiga ein ha-shem chayavas bohem. Those are the two. And then you have, after the olas re'ia and the shalmei chagiga, you have the shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha is voluntary, right? That's not mechuyev. Simcha amur bat regalam ushiakrav shlamim yeser al shalmei chagiga ve'elohen anikron shalmei simcha shenemar v'zavach to shlamim v'achal to sham v'samal v'nishim lokecha. And the Rambam says v'nashim chayavas b'mitzvah zu, women are obligated in this one, right? The Ravid argues lo b'karban ela b'simcha shas misameach im baila shabta le'imo v'hu yisameach ota. Right, the Ravid is not comfortable. What do you mean? This is also zman grama. Okay, but these are the three karbanas: the ola, the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. So, says the Gemara now, this is all going to be related back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira, Ola, Ula, Bar Yishmael, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Shalmei Chagiga, Sheshach, Lamei Erev HaRegel, Einu Yotu, Ani Dechov, Asob HaRegel. Shechting a carbon on Erev Yantif, according to Rabbi Elazar. Shechting a carbon on Erev Yantif, you cannot be Yotze your mitzvahs. You can't be Yotze your Shalmei Chagiga or Shalmei Simcha. Right? With shechting it. Why? Because the shechita has to be done b'shas ha-simcha, b'shas ha-zvicha. Right? That's what the Mefarshim here say. We shouldn't be inan zvicha b'shas simcha. So that is Rebbe Lazar shechita. Hesiv Rebbe Ba, is that really true? But for Hatani, we learned in a braisa, chagigas arbasar. This is another type of carbon. Chagigas arbasar, we learned about this in Mesechas Psachim. Right, the halacha is that the Karban Pesach has to be ne'echal al hasova, has to be eaten as one becomes satiated. Ne'echal al hasova. So what happens if this is, you don't have other food? You're going to eat this when you're hungry and ravenous. So that's why, bring another Karban, Chagigas Yudalid, the Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan that goes with the Karban Pesach. And there's a whole discussion in the Tanoim, how much is it subject to the laws of Karban Pesach also? But that's called the Chagigas Yudalid. So the Brisa here says that the Chagigas Yudalid, Yotzin Behen Mishim Simcha, you are Yotze Shalmei Simcha. If you eat that on Yantif, so you're Yotze the Shalmei Simcha with the Chagigas Yudalid, Vein Yotzin Behen Mishim Shlamim. But your Chagiga doesn't work for it. So one second, what does the Brisa say? If I shechted a carbon on the 14th on Erev Pesach, I'm Yotzei Shalmei Simcha. Remember, one of the two shlamim. It's not the Chagiga, but the Simcha. Kashan Rebbe Elazar. Answer. Amar Reb Zeira Tipater Tiftar B'Shashachta B'Regel. Now, when it says Chagigas Yodalad, it doesn't mean that you actually shechted it on Yodalad. It means you designated it to be Chagigas Yodalad to eat with the Korban Pesach. You didn't end up shechting it at all until the night. Until on Yantif, right? Not the night. Tesvav, right? It's a carbon, can't be shechted at night. You shechted it on the next day. So the Gemara says, okay, so why is that called a Chagigas Yodalad? If it wasn't actually shechted on Yodalad. Amar Rebbe Ba, im b'shashachta b'regel, ein zo Chagigas Abasar. If you shut down Tesvav, so how does that work? So that can't be. So we said that Brisa seems to postulate to be against Rebbe Elazar. So the Gemara says, my Kadun, so is this a machlokas here? This is a machlokas here, between the Brisa and Rebbe Elazar, whether you could check the carbon on Erev Yantif and eat that on Yantif and be Yotze Yerushalmi Simcha. So you have to shecht your carbonos for Yantif on Yantif. And as we'll see, then you'll get tricky with the first night, because when are you going to shech those karbanos? But we'll see. So what's the halacha? Maikadun. So, right, what do we paskin? So Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira. That's Pasha's Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, as we know, that came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. His Rebbeim didn't even want him to go, and he maybe even hid the fact, and he davened that he should forget all of his Torah that he learned in Chutz Laaretz, because he wanted to only have the purity of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. A lot of stories about Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Adan Ataman, while I was still in Bavel, I heard this statement of Reb Elazar. I heard Ula Bar Yishmael B'Shem Reb Elazar. I heard it. What we just said, that if you shech karbanos Erev Yantif, you cannot use that as karbanos to be Yotzei for Shlamim, for the Shami Simcha. Katzalkinan Hacha, and when I came up here to Eretz Yisrael, I also heard a connected idea. Shema Inta, Rebbe Chiya B'Shem Reb Elazar, the Braisa says, Vayisach Sameach, you shall be B'Simcha on Yantif, on Sukkot. Vayisach Sameach L'Rabos. What is that? Ach? Ach L'Ra, even though Ach is usually exclusionary, but here it's going to be included. Ach Sameach L'Rabos, Leili Yantif, Ha'achron L'Simcha. Vayisach Sameach, that extra phrase of Vayisach Sameach includes Shmini Atzeres. Even Shmini Atzeres, there is a Chiyav of Simcha. And there, obviously, you can't shecht Shmini Atzeres, it's Yantif. And you can shecht otherwise. That's why it must be that you shecht on Hashanah Rabbah. You shecht at Erev, and you're eating it on Leil Ches. Says the Gemara, this is continuing the Braisa. O Yachalaf Leili Yantif Harishon. You might think, oh, no, this includes the first night of Sukkot for the Simcha. Not the last night. Tamalomar Ach. Ach Hilek. No, Ach is saying there's a distinction. There's a distinction. So you include the last night, you exclude the first night. Right, that's what the Braisa says. So now the Gemara is wondering, so why do you say that? You know you're going to include one and exclude the other. So why do you include Leil Shmini Atzeres and exclude the first night of Sukkot? Why don't you do the opposite? So the Gemara says, this is Rebbe Lazar's comment now about the Braisa. And this is what Rebbe Zeira reported. It says, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, this is what I heard. Rebbe Chiya b'shem Rebbe Lazar v'samachta b'chagecha misha'at mischayev b'chagiga at mischayev b'simcha. When you are chayiv in the chagiga, then you're chayiv in the simcha. Meaning, the chagiga you can't shech beforehand, so you can't shech the simcha one beforehand too. Right? And that's why you include the last night, the Shmini Atzeres, because by that time on Shana Rabba, you're already chayiv in the simcha, and the chagiga, so it could all work together. Period. So that fits in Rabbi Zeira's two reports, fits in, what he heard in Bavel, what he heard in Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe Lazar Shita. That you can't shecht something before Yantif if you want to use that for one of your karbanos of Yantif, right? You could, it's not just a preparatory stage. It's not like you build your sukkah before sukkahs and sitting in on sukkahs. That's okay. You get your dalim minim ready before Yantif. No. Shechting is part of the avodas hayom. It's part of the simcha, right? Zvicha, b'shas simcha, it's one long process. You might even say the eating is part of the avoda a little bit. So it starts with the shechita and goes all the way through, and all that has to be done on Yantif. That's Rebbe Elazar Shita. The problem is that against our Mishnah? Let's get back to our Mishnah. That's why this is all brought here. Atevon, our Mishnah says, V'yataninan, our Mishnah says, Hahalova Simcha Shmona. Our Mishnah says that Halal and Simcha, that's the one that's for, is 8 days. All 8 days of Sukkot, you fulfill, and you have a chiyuv to fulfill Simcha. Simcha means here with the carbon. So 1 second. How do you fulfill Simcha on the first day? It's 8, it says. What if the first day is Shabbos? Hagatz b'chashachal yom harishon liyos b'Shabbos. So, what are you going to do in that case? And Rebbe Elazar says, you only fulfill Simcha if you shecht on the day of the Simcha, but the first day of Shabbos, you cannot shecht. So what are your options? L'shochton me'erev haregel. If you want to shecht it on Erev Yantif, Erev Shabbos, ein atayachal, that doesn't work. Because we just said, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Ula Bar Yishmael B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Shalmech Hagiga Sheshachtan Me'er Varegal, and Yotzer Nechavasa Baregal. So Erev Yantiv is out. L'shachtan Baregal, and Atayal, what about shechting it on Yantiv? You can't shecht it on Yantiv. Why? Shekvar Lamanu, in Chagiga Dochaz HaShabbos. You can just do it the next day. There's Tashlumin for Chagiga. So Eimasai Amar, Ha'al V'Simcha Shmona. So Kash on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Simcha Shmona. That means every year, no matter what, Simcha is going to be Shmona. But if the first day is Shabbos, how could you don't have a Shalmei, you can't have the Karban Shlamim that day. The Mishnah should have said, Shiva Oshmona. Meaning, if the first day is, you know, Shabbos, you know, then it's not, then it's gonna, right, if Shabbos and Yontif are the same day, so then that could, you know, there are ways out, right? So the Karban Eidah says, Emas Amar Halav Simcha, right, Hagatz Bacha. Amar lenafshecha milo askin shachal yantif harishon b'shabbos imkain ein simcha shmona k'shoch shabbos b'shayimos achag lo kashale. If Shabbos falls out on the other days, it's okay. The matzi lechol shlamim sheshachtan me'arav Shabbos. The b'shlamim nechol on l'shayim alay lechad shlamim. Right? If the Shabbos is the fourth day of Sukkot, so the third day of Sukkot you shechtan the shlamim, you can eat it the next day. It's not a problem, right? But here, so it should at least say 7 or 8, not just 7. So not just 8, so that's the kasha on our Mishnah according to Rabbi Lazar. So again, if you don't know like Rabbi Lazar, then you're okay, because then you can shecht it on Erev and then eat it the next day. But if you don't like Rabbi Lazar, aren't you stuck? Answer, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yosa Kaima Rev Avdumi Nechosa, Rev Avduma, the one that went down, maybe the one that went down to Bavel and came back to Eretz Yisrael, Bekanim Ubisayir. Know what we're talking about? You're right, most Jews cannot, that 8 is not talking about most Jews. It's talking about the Kohanim eating the Chatas, that comes with the musafin, right? So that's Docha Shabbos, and the Chatas is, you can't talk about Ola, because Ola's not eaten. But a Chatas, there is one carbon, a Chatas that's brought with the musafin of the first day of Sukkot, so that's eaten by the Kohanim. So the Kohanim eat, even if that day is Shabbos, period. The Bavli also quotes this answer and rejects it. He says, it's Shabbos, right? So the Kohanim are going to eat the Chatas on Shabbos, they can't cook it. So they're eating raw meat, is that Simcha? Is that Simcha Nechal Chai? That's the only thing, the way that we could do it, right? They can't eat it that night, right? The Chatas is only in for Yom Echad. So that's Chai. So is that Simcha? And number two, would the Mishnah say Simcha Shmona if it only talking about the Kohanim? Right? Is that good? So that's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph in Meseches Pesachim. The Gemara quotes this suggestion. V'samcho b'seirei regalim, amar rav shtei tshuvas b'davar chada, v'seirei regalim chai ne'echalin, tzli ein ne'echalin, v'simcha b'chai laka. Right, there's no simcha in the chai. Right, if you eat raw meat, there's no simcha there. V'od kohanim ochlim, v'yisrael b'masmechim. Right, what about the Jew? What about Yisrael? Not the kohanim, the Levium. Right, so the Gemara asks those two kashas, so the Gemara answers, what does simcha mean on the first day of Sukkot? It must mean other forms of simcha, not karbanos. Ela, amar papa, misamcho biksus nikia v'yayin yashan. Right? It must be talking about nice clothing and good wine. Right? So that's what simcha means. When the Mishnah says simcha, shmona, it doesn't mean all shlamim all the days according to this. There are major discussions about these two lines. Number one, eating it raw. Eating it raw. So our Gemara has no problem with that, the Yerushalmi Pashtus. Right, Yerushalmi Pashtus thinks that there's no problem with eating it raw. So it's a little tricky because the Minchas Chinuch asks, how could that be? The Minchas Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of not eating the Pesach na umevushal. So he quotes this in Os Gimel. He quotes, Nireh de simcha lo shayach aval havi derech achila. He says, there's no simcha by eating something raw, even though it might be derech achila for some people, right? It might be derech achila, but it's not simcha, right? Which you might formulate this as, it might be achila mitzad the cheftza of the karban, but it's not going to be simcha mitzad the gavra, right? And we mentioned that Beis Halevi in the past, that it could be that by karbanos, the mitzvah is that it shall be eaten, right? We had this back in Maseches Yuma, when we spoke about the lechem apanim, and the Maariz Chai is there in Yuma Lamites, that the carbon shall be eaten, not that I shall eat it. So that even if I eat it less than a kezias, I'm still part of it. Sorry for the mitzvah, because it's about to be eaten. Except carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach was definitely chovas gavra to eat a kezias. That's different than the other carbonos. So maybe that's part of the issue. That maybe our Yerushalmi says it's enough that it's considered mitzad the chefza So you got to work it out. The other point is that the other types of simcha, b'yayin yashan and b'ksus nikia, so that, if you remember, is a major machlokas rishonim, whether simchas yantif b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. Bali Tosfos, Moikat and Daf Yudalad, around there, says that simchas yantif today is d'rabanan. D'rabanan, because we don't have the karbanos. And only simcha d'oraisa is with the karbanos. And the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says, simchas yantif today is also d'oraisa. You're missing part of it, but there's daraisa today also with all the other types of simcha that we have. Is it because the Gemara there talks about simcha and avelus? So it's a machlokas about simcha and a machlokas about avelus. Bali Tosfos say that all of avelus is derabanan. So they say when you have simchas yantav and avelus is derabanan, it gets a derabanan, bismanazeh. The Rambam says they're both daraisa. The Rambam says simchas yantav is daraisa bismanazeh and avelus yom rishon, which is yom misa and yom kvura, is daraisa. So the Gemara there talks about the contradiction between Simchas Yantav and Avelus. So the Tosfos reads that all on a Darabana level, and the Rambam reads that all on a Daraisa level. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Sukkah Shiva Ketzat. So we're back to the Sukkah. Kamar Bilach Aloyatar Sukkah. So on the Sukkah 7 days, right at the end of Sukkah, or at the end of Hashanah Rabbah, don't take down your Sukkah. Loyatar Sukkah, because you still might need it. So what happens though, if you have no other place, you have a whole family over, and you have no other big place to eat your meal on Shmini Atzeres, and you don't want to, and you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't want to violate Baal Tosef, right? So, and you want to sit in your sukkah. So what do you do? Right? You don't want to violate Baal Tosef. So what do you do? So two suggestions. Rabbi Abba, Rav Chana, Rav Chiya, Bar Ashi, B'Shem Rav, Sorech Adam, Lifso, Sukkasim, Ibod Yom. You got to passel it. You got to passel the sukkah. If you passel the sukkah, so then you can sit in it if it's no longer a sukkah. So you have to passel your whole sukkah. So the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara there, that no, it means passel a certain area, right? So you might say, just take off the schach of three tefachim, because we learned earlier in this Masechta, airspace of three tefachim that passels, right? It passels your air. If there's passel schach, that's four amos on the side. That's dofen akuma. But if it's airspace, three. But the halacha is you got to do four. You got to do four tefachim. Why? Because you want it to be nikar that you're passeling it. That's what the Rishonim say at the end of Sukkah. You want it to be nikar that it's mishum heker that you're passeling it. That's one suggestion. And what if you don't want to passel it? What if you can't passel it? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, I have another idea. Tzorach lekadish b'tok beiso. Make kiddush in your house. So that shows it's kind of like the opposite minhag of some chassidim on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz, where they make kiddush in the sukkah and they eat in the house. Right? This is making kiddush in the house, that shows that you're making kiddush, it's not sukkah, shmini atzeres achag hazeh, shmini achag hazeh, in the house. And then that shows that it's not Baal Tosef. So the Chalip Sobeso. So are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel, kiddush b'bayezeh v'nimlach locha b'yisacher mekadesh. Shmuel says, sorry, if you make kiddush in one house and you go to the other house, you gotta make kiddush again. Right? There's something called kiddush b'makam su'uda. Kiddush b'makam su'uda. Right? That's 2 days in the Rashbam in Arvei Pesachim. What is the source for Kiddush B'Makam Suda? Is if a Karas Ala Shabbos Oneg, wherever you call Shabbos, that's where your Oneg should be. The Karas Ala Shabbos Oneg, right? Or is it different that you're, I forgot the exact, I have Sachem here. Let me just find the Lashon of the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes in Arvei Pesachim. He writes, "Tchsev." Here it is, Kuf Aleph. Tchsev, across the Shabbos Oneg, but Makam Tata Kori the Shabbos Klomer Kri the Kiddush Shamte Oneg. Inami Svarahu Miti Ikva Kiddush Alayayin Zachrei Alayayin Mistam Alayayin Shabbos Suda Hukva De Hukva Dechashiv. So some say the Achronim say maybe it's a Machlokes in 2 days of Rashbam. Is it din in the Kiddush? Is it din in the Suda? Your Kiddush should be grounded in Suda, or your Suda should be glorified and uplifted with the Kiddush. Okay, Kiddush. But either way, Shmuel holds Kiddush B'makam Suda. So you can't make Kiddush in the house and then go out to the Sukkah. So that's Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Chinina b'shem Rav Oshia, b'shem Rav. There's a Gersa b'shem Rav. Misha Sukkah so Arba Eva love. If somebody loves sitting in the Sukkah, Mekadesh b'lele yantav ha'achron b'toch beiso v'olo v'ocha b'toch Sukkah so. So Rav says, you're allowed to do it. If your sukkah is, you really feel good about sitting in the sukkah, not mishem mitzvah, but mishem it's comfortable. So Rav seems to argue. So Shmuel says, you can't do it. Is there a machlokas here about Kiddush B'makam Suda or Kiddush Lo B'makam Suda? So the Gemara is 2 days. First day, no. Amar Rav Avin V'lo Plikin. There's no machlokas here. Mata Amar Rav, when Rav says, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to make Kiddush in the house and eat in the sukkah, Bishalo Hayabadai Tolocho Babayis shekidesh. That's the girsa of the Karban Eidah. If you had in mind that you're going to move, you make kiddush and you have in mind that you're going to move into the sukkah, that's okay. It's about das. That's already enough to be considered kiddush b'makom sudar, because al das lechol in that place. Madama Shmuel, and Shmuel says you can't, b'shay b'dayto lochol b'bayis shekidesh. It's where you had in mind to eat in the place where you make kiddush. And therefore, it doesn't work. Because if you change your mind, that's a psul that ruins your kiddush b'makom seuda. Period. So that's one day that they're not arguing. Aber Rabbi Mana says, sorry, I think they are arguing. And I think this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is exactly parallel to the previous machlokas about posseling the sukkah. Asya de Shmuel. Shmuel, who says that you need kiddush b'makom seuda, he would not allow you to make kiddush in your house and go out to the sukkah. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya. He also like Rabbi Chiya that says you got to passel the sukkah. You got to passel the sukkah and take an area out. Udraboshia, Raboshia b'shem Rav. Raboshia, who says that you can make kiddush in the house and then go out. Rabbi Shimon Levi. He's like Rabbi Shimon Levi, like we said before, that you don't have to passel the sukkah. You can just make kiddush in the house and then go out to the sukkah. Rabbi Imi is also meres. Rabbi Imi says, according to this second Rabbi Mana, she'nechlakin, they are arguing b'feirush. They are explicitly arguing, right? They are not. It's not just a question of das. And of course, there is a major discussion in the Lahalacha Lamaisa about Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Right? Kiddush B'makom Seuda has to do with the what, the when, and the where. The what, the when, and the where. Right? We've been discussing here about the where. What's called Kiddush B'makom Seuda? What does it have to be in the same room? What if it's in the same house? What if I have das to go somewhere else? That's all about the where. Then you have the what. What is good enough for Kiddush B'makom Seuda? When I eat a cookie, is that Kiddush B'makom Seuda? Is that good enough? Like the Gaonim? The Vilna Gaon says, no, bread. Bread. Kiddush B'makom Seuda is challah. You can't be yotzi at a kiddush. Right, the Vilna Gaon says. So that's in terms of the what. So you have the what, the where, and then the when. Is there allowed to be a hefsik? How much of a hefsik is allowed? Right, at the Seder night, we make kiddush and we don't have Seuda for 2 hours. Right, so how is that Kiddush B'makom Seuda? Generally, not allowed to have a hefsik. That's all tzarech of the Seuda. So it's not called. But that's the three different discussions in Kiddush B'makom Seuda, the where, the what, and the when. Okay. Mishnah. Nisach HaMayim, next mitzvah. Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water, Shiva, which we know the whole party of Simchas Beis Shaveva, according to many Rishonim, is connected to this. Shiva. You do that for all 7 days of Sukkot. Ketzad. Slocha Shalzah Machzeka Shlosha Lugin. A golden pitcher you filled up with 3 lug of water. Hayimala Min HaShiloach, from the Shiloach well. Higia Mayan. Higia L'Shar HaMayim. Then you come to the Shar HaMayim. It's called Shar HaMayim because of this avoda that you go through bringing the water for Sukkos. Taku, Variyav Taku, Yiblu Shofar. It was a big simcha. Remember, every day in the Beis HaMikdash they poured wine. Only on Sukkos they poured water. Allah, Vakevish Shufana L'Smolo. The Kohen goes up the ramp and makes a left. One of the only 3 avodos. Right? This avoda is going to be done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So it's making a left. So usually, call Pinashat Taponi, you gotta go to the right. But here you go to the left, right? Cause you're gonna go, right there. Pandalismolo. Ushnei Sfalim Shal Kesef Hayusham. On the top, there were 2 cups of silver. And you poured one, the wine, the whole year, and one, the water. The wine one was the one that was closer. And then you poured the water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Sidhay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Shal Sid. It was made of plaster. It wasn't made of silver, but it was blackened, so it had like a silver tinge because of the wine. And they had like holes in them to pour the wine into. It was like a funnel, like 2 little funnels, and you poured it on top, and they had two holes to pour it in. Echan mubav, echan meidak. One a thicker, bigger hole, one a thinner hole. Why? Because you wanted the wine and the water to finish at the same time, and water has greater, I think it's called viscosity, but it goes down quicker, right? So therefore, you want to have the wine hole thicker so that it finishes at the same time. There's an interesting machlokas. Rashi, the carbonate here quotes Rashi, where these cups go, they went down to the floor of the Mizbeach, then they went from the floor of the Mizbeach, there was another hole from the floor of the Mizbeach into the Shisin, down below. That's Rashi. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? No, it just goes into the holes and goes straight through pipes into the Shisin. There seems to be the Briska Rav and the Emek Bracha quotes that there's a din of mizbeach even by here. There has to be some type of achilas mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach. And therefore, it's got to hit the floor of the mizbeach according to Rashi. according to Rashi. The Rambam has a totally different shot. The Rambam seems to say that these little were on the yesod of the Mizbeach, right? All the way at the bottom, not at the top, by the Kronos. Only just at the bottom. So, different shot. Ma'aravi shalmayim, v'mizrachi shalyayin. The west one was the one with the water, and the east, the one closer to where the coin was coming from, the east was the wine. Ir shalmayim l'toch shalyayin, l'shalyayin l'toch shalmayim yatza. Pashup shot. You poured them into the wrong cups. You poured them into the wrong funnels. Still yotze. Still yotze. The Rambam again has a different shot. The Rambam says, if you poured it all into one pitcher, and then you poured it all together, which is very difficult, all the Mefarshim wonder, but then isn't one mevatel the other one? Right? There's the wine and the water. Now you have diluted wine. So is that still called wine? The Gemara says you're not allowed to use diluted wine. So so one of the Achronim, the Emek Bracha says, it's not diluted, one is only mevatel the other one, if it's one is chulin. But here they're both olin. They're both kadosh. So, they're not mevatel. So again, the Rambam is a different shot of both these lines. Number one, where the holes were. And number two, what does this mean? Zeh l'toch shel zeh. Rabbi Yehuda omer miluka yimanase kol shmoneh. Rabbi Yehuda argues on a double count. Not a 3-lug size pitcher, but a 1-lug size pitcher. And he also says you do it shmini aseres, shmona. It's not just shiva shmona. Olmanaseh omer mo. And to the one who's pouring the water on top, we say to him, Hagbeyas yadcha, please lift up your hand so we can see what you're doing. Shepamachas nisech haraglev, because one time, because this is all Torah shebal peh, one time he was at Stuki, and he poured the water onto his feet instead of down the hole. Viragmu kalam besrogim, and everybody threw their esrogim and stoned him with their esrogim. The Rav Salvechik says, why dafka did they do it that? Because an esrog is also based on Torah Shabbal Peh. Priyes Hadar. How do you know what a Priyes Hadar is? Also an esrog. So that wasn't just Stam, the esrogim. He doesn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. We'll stone him with the esrogim and say, how do you believe in an esrog? And that's also Torah Shabbal Peh. So, that's why it is, they threw dafka the esrogim at them. Okay, so we will stop here.